Hey moms, do you feel like you never have a moment to yourself? And maybe you've already acknowledged the real mental load that you're carrying around, and we talked about this in the last part of this series. But if you still feel like you don't have time for yourself, this session's for you. I know that you have limited time, but you can make it work for you with a few simple tips. So in the second part of my series on self-care for moms, we're going to discuss why time management can be hard for us moms, and why the way that we choose to use free time can either deplete or replenish us. Plus, I'm going to give you some simple time management skills that you were likely never taught, but I know that you desperately need to make self-care possible for you. I think we can all admit that there is a mental load that comes with being a mom. That is the logistics of being a mom. And it's the same for me. I myself have an ongoing to-do list, and I cannot remember the last time that I actually had clicked all of them as being done. So most of us moms are not actually masters at managing our time. And in the effort for us to get some reprieve for a few minutes a day, we oftentimes find ourselves scrolling through social media or watching a show on Netflix, which is time that could actually be better spent doing self-care that would fill up our cup instead of depleting us. The sad thing is we've allowed technology to normalize this switching between our emails and messages and social media, and it gives us this constant feeling of being overworked, overstretched, and committed to too many things and too many people pulling at us all the time. So what can we do about it? All right, here we get to the juicy stuff. First, do a time inventory. When I was exposed to this, I thought it was ridiculous. And then I did it and it changed everything for me. It opened up so much more space in my life. For 1 week, jot down how you spend each hour of your day. Like, how much time do you spend on checking emails, on social media? How much time do you spend cooking, cleaning, running errands, spending quality time with your family, doing work, getting some sleep? This might sound tedious, but this is going to give you so much insight on where your time gets wasted and where it can be reallocated. That leads me to tip number two. So here we're going to get organized. At the start of the week, I recommend you create a list of what are my top priorities. We talked about this a little bit in the last session, but really discuss it with your partner or support system. This is going to help you keep focused and get the support you need on the most important tasks. It's also a good idea to even pre-plan your schedule for the week and schedule in the times that you want to take care of yourself, your self-care times in your calendar. And then we go to tip number three, just do short and sweet self-care. You don't have to make every self-care activity an hour-long ordeal where you have to get out of the house and get super pampered. Even a 10-minute meditation or a 15-minute set aside to read a book that you love, or even just 5 minutes of breathing deeply or taking a walk outside, that can replenish you. That can re-energize you for the rest of the day. But if you want to get real luxurious, you could take a 20-minute bath, or make yourself a warm cup of coffee or tea and actually drink it while it's warm. I can't tell you how many times I've made myself a cup of coffee with every intention to take care of myself, and I get to it hours later and it's cold. So don't do what I did. Spend some time doing a creative activity you love. So here's the great news. When you start to understand your own time and you start to work in those small pockets of self-care, you're going to reclaim so much sense of control over your day so you can be the mom that you want to be and you can feel like yourself too. So here's your action item for today. Take the time inventory challenge this week. Write down how you spend your days hour by hour. And at the end of the week, you can analyze it and adjust. But this simple action alone is going to clear up a tremendous amount of time for you. And then you can identify at least one 15-minute slot per day that you can reclaim for self-care.